Welcome to the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast, where we help you learn how to get out of your head and into the Word to connect with Jesus on a deeper level in just a few minutes each day. So grab your Bible, find your quiet space, cozy up, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast. This week, we are talking all about who God is, how we view him, what the Bible says about his character, all that good stuff. But before we begin, let's go ahead and lift up a prayer to our Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for giving us ways to learn more about your character and connect with you. Today, as we learn more about who you are and confront our own images of you, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds so that we can fully receive and appreciate how you reveal yourself to us in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so who is God? How do we view God? How should we view God? What do the scriptures tell us about who he is? These are a lot of pretty heavy questions, but definitely ones that are worth tackling. Let's start with the basics. God exists in the Trinity. He is three persons in one God. If this is confusing to you, don't worry. It's confusing to everyone, even your pastors. One of the best ways I've heard the concept of the Trinity described is through the book Three in One by Joanne Markshausen and Ed Kohler. In this book, they compare the Trinity to an apple. An apple has three parts, the seed, the fruit, and the skin, but it's still one apple. The same way God exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but is still one God. Each part of the apple has a different job, just like each person of the Trinity has a different job, but again, they are still one. Now, I'm not going to get too deep into the Trinity. That's a topic for another episode, but this was important to know because it does help us describe who God is. He is Father, he is Son, and he is Holy Spirit. Now, how do the scriptures describe God? And how do you describe God? This is a question that a lot of people tend to struggle with. And I'm going to be honest with you. 2 years ago, I had a very different view and description of who God was than I do today. I always knew he was loving and that he cared for us, but I also felt like I had to pray just the right words or specifically ask for something to happen or not to happen so God would listen to me. I worried that, for example, if I didn't specifically ask God to protect my family, he wouldn't because I didn't outright ask for it. I also worried that I was disappointing him a lot. So although I knew God loved me and cared for me, I also saw him in a much more wrathful and judgmental light than I should have. And that all changed about 2 years ago. I had been struggling with a lot. The pandemic had been going on for a while now, and I had a lot going on in my personal life. But then something even worse happened. I found out one of my very close friends, who was my roommate for my junior year of college, was killed in a car accident. And I lost it. Between feeling the grief of her being gone and feeling guilt for not keeping in touch with her as much as I should have, I struggled. And my image of God was turned upside down. In the midst of my grieving process, I was led to a lot of different resources that helped me confront who I saw God as and who I now believe he really is. These resources led me to almost confront God and gave me the courage to completely lay it out before him and pray one of the rawest, most honest prayers I've ever prayed. I yelled, I screamed, I cried, I got angry with him. I laid it all out in front of him. And what happened next sent me down a path of rewriting my image of God. In the midst of my prayer, this angry, raw, super emotional, definitely not pretty prayer, came a feeling of total peace and total comfort. I felt God there. He was telling me to be still and know that he is God. He was telling me that he loved me and that he knew I was hurting. And he was so happy that I was finally praying honest, genuine prayers, not with fancy words or worrying about caveats, but true and genuine. I was finally seeing him for who he is, who scripture tells us he is, a loving, caring father, one who could never be disappointed in us, one who wants us to come to him with all of our emotions and burdens and baggage, who wants us to be genuine and raw with him, who doesn't attach conditions to our prayers, who knows what we need and want before we even ask, who works for the good of those who love him, even if we can't see it or don't think to ask or are afraid to ask. This situation, this horrible, horrible situation, God used it to bring me closer to him, to help me rewrite the way I saw him to who he truly is. God went from being someone I felt like I had to step on eggshells around to someone who I could run to with anything and be totally open and honest, someone who I could cry to, yell at, and laugh with without any strings or conditions attached or any worry that he might be disappointed or love me less. He became the father that is described in scripture. 1 John 3 verse 1 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God." Matthew 6 verse 26 tells us, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" We are so incredibly valuable to God, and he wants us to see him as the loving Father that he is. So how do you see God? Do you think his promises, love, mercy, and forgiveness come with strings attached? Do you feel like you have to pray the exact right words for God to hear? If you are still in this place, I totally get you. It's going to take time, but I challenge you to confront your image of God. Look to his word. I challenge you this week to be totally raw, open, and honest with God. Explain how you've been feeling and then see how he responds. God wants us to see him as the loving father that he is. We just need to open our eyes and our hearts to recognize him in this way. And I promise you, your life will forever change once you do.
Thanks for listening to the Bite Size Bible Studies podcast. I hope you're able to walk away from this episode with a deeper understanding of Jesus and his love for you. If you liked what you heard, consider following us on Instagram at bite.size.bible.studies. We post resources, journaling prompts, and faith challenges throughout the week. We'd also love it if you took the time to leave a review. It will help us expand and reach more people with the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. God bless, and have a great day.